Okay, listen up. Right after today's digital life hack, we've got a weekend call from the Kim Komando Show. You're going to love it. Weight loss and diabetes drugs like Ozempic are flying off the shelves. Before you even think about buying Ozempic online without a prescription from a doctor, listen to this. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a test drive at oracle.com/Kim. A cybersecurity firm, BrandShield, shut down over 250 sketchy websites selling dangerous and sometimes deadly Ozempic counterfeits. But it's not the only shifty way scam artists are making a buck off the Ozempic craze. TikTok influencers are saying to ditch Ozempic for Oatzempic, a smoothie made with a mixture of oats, water, and lime juice. They claim it'll help you lose up to 40 pounds. Spoiler alert, it won't. Those TikTokers are just making money. Here's the deal. See a doctor. Never buy prescription-only meds from online sellers that don't ask for one. It's dangerous and illegal. And don't trust social media so-called experts when it comes to your health. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com. Staying true to my promise, I've got an exceptional call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, just for you. Let's see. Pat in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Pat.
Hi, I am so excited to be able to thank you.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I had contacted your show about the issues I was having with my website that I wasn't getting any support from my host, and your fabulous staff. I don't know how they did it, but they rescued my website.
they got it back for you. You know what? John and Jeremy were telling me about this. It was quite the challenge. It was quite a challenge for them. It must have been really hard for you. I'm glad that you reached out to us.
It's funny you mentioned the word challenge because I was going to comment on the fact I'm in no size, shape, or form any kind of expert about tech stuff, but I knew it was difficult for them. That much I knew. And the fact that they did it, I just really found amazing.
Well, and it was really, you know, it was really, both of them are very gracious with their time and their knowledge. And it's as an example, you know, so you know, Pat, it's of our random acts of kindness that we do here at the show. So from time to time, people will call in and it's obvious that if I just tell you, go here, do this, do that, right? You're like, what? Okay. I don't really know what I do. So that's where I bend John and Jeremy's arms and I say, listen, come on. I don't actually bend their arms. They're always happy to help. But what do you think was the greatest thing that they did?
From what I understand, it's being able to wrestle the website away from where it was sitting and not losing it, you know, recreating the website, recreating, you know, being on cPanel, rescuing my email addresses. I just know that was not easy. I am just like so impressed. You know, I'm a senior citizen and I'm a senior citizen junkie, a computer junkie. I just love tech stuff. I was born in the wrong generation. What can I tell you?
Well, you know what? I'm glad that they were really, again, Pat, I'm really happy and so pleased that they were able to lend a hand because it can get very difficult. And, you know, especially if you have a website, and what happened with Pat is that she couldn't contact the hosting company. She couldn't contact who made the website. She couldn't and then she's this website sitting there on the web, and she's like, now, what do I do? How do I get to it? And it really requires some investigative work with people that really know what they're doing because, you know, the worst thing we can do is put somebody like you, Pat, on the web, and then you get taken advantage of, and you get scammed, and people steal money from you. And that's something that we definitely never, ever want to do. So, again, these are called our random acts of kindness. And I don't think that you find anybody else in talk radio right now doing any type of random act of kindness other than those of us here at the Kim Komando Show. But let's give a big shout out not only to Pat for giving a call, but also to John and Jeremy for lending a hand because you guys are truly the IT geniuses. Hey, big kudos to you for sticking around. Now, if your brain's buzzing with questions, let me know. Head over to komando.com and then click email Kim. You have to trust me. I read every single message like it's a new gadget manual. Well, I actually do it better than that. I never read a manual. Do they even have manuals anymore? Anyway, elevate your tech IQ with my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com.